Blog Talk.
I gotta fix a couple of things, so I'm gonna play another song, and I'll be right back. This one is Motley Crue, "The Saints of Los Angeles."
Thank you.
That was a little AC/DC. It seems that powers beyond my control are trying to get into this tonight. Doing my best to block them. If we go dead, everybody can hear me. Somebody let me know in the chat room. But I think I got it under control right now. So it's time to play them one of my favorite songs. This is for the boys in.
It's that Hollywood Mike Pitt. And they say I represent 1% of the bad biker community. But I just represent freedom. Jump on your bike and let's roll. Fuck the 5-0, we out of control. Jump on your bike and let's roll. Fuck the 5-0, we out of control. I ain't a biker, homie. I'm a gangster on a bike. And the cops don't like me because I do what I like. It's the American dream for us to live free. But when the feds think of me, they think of penitentiary. Don't play me, dick.
Hello, caller. Is that you, Goldie?
What's happening with you, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, doing real good, man.
Hey, I got some news today, and I don't know if a lot of people, this is about California, it's some road info, and I don't know if you know about this, but it's what to do when a red light does not change for you.
Oh,
wow. Got any idea what you're supposed to do?
Oh, man, legally what you're supposed to do, I have no idea. What I do is I find myself trying to go back and forth over the pressure points, and if it comes down to it, if it looks safe enough, I take off and go through it.
Well, this is what we got. Here in California, we tried to get a bill passed 5 or 6 years ago. This is with a bait regarding if the light does not change in 3 circuits, etc., but the bill did not go through as it was written. What did come out of it was a regulation that instructed the local towns and cities when they're installing new lights to make sure that the sensors would be sensitive enough to recognize the weight of motorcycles and bicycles. Hmm. Because there's nothing else in the law, I'm sure that the police would not want you to sit there and growl waiting for a green. This is from my friend John Delfano out of San Diego. He's our go-to guy. If we got any kind of question, he contacts all the police departments, the highway patrol, the Office of Traffic Safety. They're the ones that give out the grants, and he always gets some good info. But he said he posed a question to the officer. He advised that if it came to light that did not change, I should sit there through one complete cycle of the lights. That, in other words, if your light's red, the other light turns green and then goes back to red. Yours might not change. You're able to go. He said, and then check to see if there's no other vehicle or pedestrian close enough to be a hazard. And if there is, you got to yield to them. Then he said you could cautiously and safely go through the red. He also said if it came to the same intersection tomorrow, and knowing that it was the same light was bitchy, I must still wait for one full cycle before I make a decision. Even though the cop did not mention this, but if he was, you know, this is kind of John's humor. If I was wearing a vest that read "Killer Motorcycle Gang" or "Cops Suck," then I would check the area for cars, pedestrians, and all police cars before I went through the red. What would I do if I got home? He would call, and this is the number to San Diego PD, 619-527-7500, and report the defective light.
Hmm. Gotcha.
He sent me another one. You know, you ride as much as I do, and I know that you come across as many hazards as I do on the freeway. So he writes these little stories, but this one is, whoa, I missed that one. Beat a garbage can, a mattress, a tire tread, a sofa, a ladder, or a barbecue. If we have a cell phone, let's not leave the hazard lying there for the next rider to run into. We are family. These are the kind of things that he does. So basically, he finds every, you know, he said if there is a road hazard, an emergency for the California freeways, dial 911. Then the CHP will do a roadblock and take it out of the road. Or tell the operator where the hazard is, what is the road hazard, what route number it's on, which direction, which lane, so on and so forth. Arizona, same thing. Arizona and New Mexico, it's you dial 911. And then you'll go through the CHP in Sacramento, not the local 911 office in any other state. So pretty much tells you where you can go and what you can do and how to get it done.
Oh, right on. Well, yeah, that's helpful. That's nice. That's needed.
Yeah.
Yep. Right on. So what's next? What else is on the topic? What you got going tonight?
Well, just a few. I'm waiting for the people to call, but there's a lady about Her daughter passed, and they're going to have a fundraiser for her this weekend, so we're going to give her some time in a little bit. And then we got some other people. Right now we got Greeley, Colorado. We got up towards Sacramento. We got Tennessee. We got L.A. You're up in East County, right?
I'm in the Inland Empire.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just all kinds of crazy shit going on, man. You know, it's like, where do I start?
Yeah.
You know, like, this weekend, there's going to be a Freedom Fest at Irvine Lakes. I don't know if you know about that one. It's the Freedom Coalition Festival.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to have live music on two stages. They're going to have the proceeds benefit the Rogue Center, the Prototypes, Five Loaves and Two Fish. They're going to have a bike show, a kids zone, barbecue, food and vendor booths, drawings. First prize, they were at the Blues Fest, they were selling raffle tickets. Somebody donated a 2006 Rogue King.
Damn.
And then they're going to raffle off that, a 50-inch TV, and gift certificates to Lifestyle Cycles.
Oh, right on.
And then it's just like, when I got home, man, I had 250 emails. Exactly. You know, I got another one where the DMV for people in California, they've waived the late fee, renewal fees. Because, you know, they had that problem with getting your registration and stuff right away.
Yeah.
But they waived the late fees again.
Hmm.
They're giving out a 30-day automatic extension.
Oh, right on. That's good.
Yeah. And then it says that they're, you know, anybody gets their notices, they get the 30-day waivers in there. So that it would be best to carry that the way the cops mess with the bikers.
Yeah.
Did you have trouble getting in and out the other day?
Let's see. Where were we at just recently?
Cook's Corner?
No. When we were coming there, because normally I get off on the 244, but this time I got off on the 55 and took it up. And, we got stopped by the police, but he didn't give us a ticket or nothing. He was cool.
Now you ran into one. You maybe ran into one of the good guys.
Yeah, luckily I did.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. Right after you left, some young guy in a Corvette tried to make that turn.
Oh.
But he hit the stop. He missed all the bikes, but he hit that stoplight on the corner.
Oh wow.
Yeah. But I think he was in there. I think he was half in the bag when he left.
Oh, okay.
And all his friends ran over there. And to me, if they knew he was that way, they should have took his keys away from him.
True that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
What you guys got going on? Tell us a little bit about your group.
You know, my club is One Down MC, and based out of Ontario, California, and I founded One Down in 1996, and in addition to the motorcycle club, you know, my background, I deal with adult entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just some directing and directing some movies, and I do a lot of videography, photography, you know, filming, you know, adult talent.
Mm-hmm.
And, right here in Chino Hills, California, I just sold my bar. It was called the One Down Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm about to open up another bar in Montclair, California. And other than that, man, you know, we stay busy. And there's a television show called Sons of Anarchy. We
right.
are the Grim Bastards. The Grim Bastards was actually based off of our club, One Down MC. And
mm-hmm.
so we did season 3, episodes 2 through 7, and then
right.
season 4 is what we're filming now. So yeah, we'll be back in there as the Grim Bastards, and some of my guys are actually playing some of the Niners that are also.
Isn't this where the Russians come into play this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Without giving away the storylines, but.
Yeah. Yep, so, no, but it's looking good, and once again, Kurt Sutter, the, you know, creator, you know, he bringing a whole bunch of action.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be action-packed.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I've talked to a few, Tegan, a couple other guys myself.
Yeah. But, all right, so you guys will, how late you on tonight?
Still late, man.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I got your website up right now, so I'm gonna go through it and check some more of it out. And
sure, if you want, I'll put you on hold, or you can call back.
Yeah, I'm going to try to call back.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, Goldie.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, that was Goldie from One Down MC, and we've been communicating here and there, and I saw him Sunday. We had a nice time. Got to take a few pictures with his group, and I'm glad he called in. The other thing I wanted to talk about was CHP, California. Warning all drivers about motorcycle safety after a string of bad crashes locally. But I haven't seen that as much as they're saying it is. And then the other thing I was going to talk about was, I'm waiting for another caller. As soon as that caller lets me know they're there, I'm thinking I'm going to play one more song. And this one's by Mike P.
Give a fuck, 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 fuck
Yeah, that was my friend Mike P. It's called I Don't Give a Fuck. But I got my caller.
Awesome.
Hey, is that you?
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm talking to you right now. What are you doing?
I think I'm talking to you. I'm sitting. Actually, I am cuddled up in bed doing the show tonight.
Really?
So it's kind of, yeah, I am. Yeah. So it's kind of nice.
Did he tell you I told him to close the door?
He did. He's such a good manager.
I didn't want to have a repeat of Scotland, you know.
Oh, God.
You remember that one, right?
Oh, Scotland. Isn't that, oh.
Jerry.
Wait a minute. Jerry.
Yeah, we have all kinds of characters call this show. We had a few weeks ago, we had a woman named Carrie out of Scotland call, and Bill and I heard water running, and I asked who was running the water, and she said, no, I was peeing, let me close the door, but she still had the phone in her hand. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Exactly. So,
No,
I had an interesting weekend. I went to Long Beach Motorcycle Show, LA Calendar Show, rather. And,
how was that? It looked pretty cool.
Everything was good. Made some new friends. One of them's in the chat room right now. And she'll be on next week.
Okay.
She's getting some stuff together, and I still gotta download the pictures and check them out and send them to her to get the approval. But yeah, she's your competition for Babe of the Week.
Well, good for her. You know, I've had it for a while, so. You know, I welcome them all, absolutely.
Yeah,
her name is
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah, okay.
Mhm. She's in the chat
Sarah
room right now.
Oh, cool. All right, we'll have to look her up and see. Where is she? But yes, absolutely. I mean, there's more than enough room for all of us chicks, so have at it, girl. It's an awesome place to be.
That's true. You know, you got... You got 7,000 hits the other day.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's way cool. So am I riding the end of the week out, and then you're going to kick me out Monday? Is that how it's going to be?
Yeah, actually, midnight Monday, midnight Sunday, she'll be over.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been awesome. I mean, seriously, this has just been great with me being on here and being on your site and everything. I cannot thank you enough. I mean, it has just been kind of a whirlwind the past few months. So, and this definitely helped out. And I just thank you so much. I cannot say that enough. I just can't. So you're probably going
to get
really
sick
of me. Hmm?
No, I'm not. Nobody's sick of you. They're every day. They're approving of it every day.
Well, that's awesome. That is.
So what was your weekend like?
What
was your weekend like?
Sick. Yeah, just getting over being sick. That's it. I mean, I'm still kind of sickly, but yeah, I was pretty.
Well, I put that thing up there about when you guys needed the bike. Did anybody contact you?
There was someone, but it ended up falling through.
Really?
And yeah, unfortunately. So thank you
very much
for doing
that.
Should have
told him you were going to close on the. It would have showed up.
I know, and I don't honestly know the whole story with that one. I just know it fell through. But I'm thinking, well, I was sick anyway, so maybe it was a good thing. Who knows? But, this being sick here is kicking my booty. I tell you what, I'm about done with it. But, anyway. And Diana should be calling. I don't know when or if she will be calling tonight. She was interested in calling. She's going to be talking about her daughter, Dana, who passed away back in 2008 of leukemia.
Right.
The poker run on for her every year, so... hopefully she'll be calling in because that'd be good to talk to her. She's a very, very sweet lady. I mean, she's just a riot. And from the sounds of it, Dana was just a little spitfire. So definitely a good cause. And like I said, hopefully she'll call in. It was kind of a last-minute thing. I was talking to her right before I got on the show with you and asked her if she wanted to call in, and she was just all psyched. So hopefully we'll hear from her. So
good.
What's going on? Yeah.
Not much.
No?
Nah.
Cool.
They had, like I said, we had the calendar show. We had a little excitement, though. We stopped to get gas about a mile beforehand, and the hind joint of my shifter decided to fall off while I was getting on the freeway going 70 miles an hour.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
so.
How that...
Oh, it was fine. It was fine. If I didn't know how to ride, I would have been Panic City, but just
yeah, exactly.
coasted over to the shoulder, and that was the fastest repair Bill and I have ever done on the side of the road with two zip ties.
My goodness. Well, that sounds like a little bit of excitement going on.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, then I'm looking down at it, and he kept telling me, don't worry about it.
Who was Bill with?
Yeah, we were right next to each other. He noticed me looking down at the shifter.
Uh-huh.
Because basically it just fell forward on my foot, so I had nowhere to go. Couldn't downshift, couldn't do nothing. So just rode the clutch to the side of the freeway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How is Bill doing?
He's doing good. He's with his mom tonight.
Is he? Okay.
And he'll be taking care of her for a little bit. And
yeah.
He'll be back Thursday, which Thursday we're going to have Roy Gaines back on because he just Friday morning after Thursday's show, we had 10,000 hits.
Oh,
listening
wow.
to the old blues guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So he'll be on Thursday. That's cool. I got to listen to that.
Yeah, he's you can listen to the archives, too, from last week's show. If you just go to everybody gets the I send them the show page, and it has on there where you can get to Bikers of America at the radio station,
yep.
or you can get to the blog by hitting blogspot.com, Bikers of America. I'll put it up
okay.
in the chat. Well, I put it up in the chat already, but somebody asked me what language. I just copied and pasted. That's why it's kind of wondering what language I'm speaking. I shouldn't have copied and pasted like that. I didn't look before I did it.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
And then,
that's awesome that you got that many hits after he was on, or his daughter was on there.
Both of them, actually. She came on towards the end.
Oh,
his
yeah.
other daughter was
oh.
calling in from Houston, but she was a little shy.
Was she?
Yes, I muted her a few times, but she just didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she thought we might be picking on her or something, but
you pick
no.
on people? Nah.
Not me.
No, not you.
No, not me.
Oh, the world would be a dull place if nobody picked on each other. My
yeah.
goodness. Ain't no doubt. But, and then, just really quick, I want to throw out there, there's another event this Saturday. It's happening in Colorado, if anybody on here is listening from Colorado. It's for the SYC, for mentally challenged and Down syndrome children. It's a huge fundraiser that they're doing just pretty much all day, all night. They've got like an archery deal, of course, just food all day long, stuff for the kids to do, and I'll be there Saturday with that. So just kind of throw that out there, and if anybody, you know, has any questions about it, just look me up, Kasha George on Facebook, and I can get you all the details for it. And I had one up on my wall. I did post it. I don't know if it took or not, so I'll have to look again. But I will post that event for this Saturday on my page again for anyone who's interested in going. So it's definitely, again, a wonderful cause.
Was there a flyer?
Yeah, it was a flyer.
And you didn't send it to me?
I didn't send oh. It didn't go to you either?
No, you having a blonde
moment
or what?
Well, then I suck. Oh, I suck. Like, totally. Well, I can do that now again. I'm having issues.
Okay.
Come on. I mean, come on now. I've been sick.
I know. I'll give you that one.
Well,
give
yeah.
you that
hey,
one.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yes, I will send that to you.
Okay, and then for anybody that wants to, all you got to do is go to blogspot.com, copy the link in the chat room, and copy and paste it, and it'll pull right up. And the first entry on there is the Babe of the Week.
There. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
So So what do you got going? Anything? Just that thing on this weekend and that's it?
You know, I do have some shoots coming up. One is a request shoot, a bike shoot, of course, and those are always fun, so I can never complain when I get those. And then just kind of like a schmoozer deal I've got to go to Friday in Denver. It's a club fashion model show type of thing. So I'm going to go hang out there and schmooze a little bit. And then Saturday's a fundraiser. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, I'm just kind of taking it easy after being sick.
So what club?
I will have to ask Ryan. And let me hold on a second, because we just got the invite for it. And honestly, I don't remember the name. But hey, Ryan, aren't you glad I'm prepared? Isn't that great? I mean, come on now.
No worries.
Do you know what the club? Oh, I interrupted his little phone call. So we're gonna come back to the whole club thing in a minute. But
okay.
He's on his line right now.
Yeah, we got.
Okay, cool.
Like I said earlier, we got Sarah's listening up north. Yes,
Sarah,
I don't know
where
the test is. Yeah, you're in Greeley, Colorado. Got upper, almost towards Sacramento, and then we got Tennessee. Those are the people in the chat room.
Very cool.
According to my my stats here.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. See, the bad part is what people understand is I try and wear three hats when Bill's not here, and I got to do everything by myself. Otherwise,
right.
Yeah. So multitasking.
And you do it so well.
I try.
You do. Absolutely. No, I have
no
doubt.
Right now,
right
now we got 21,370 in the United States listening. Canada, we got 3,298. Germany, we got 1,908. Australia, we got 1,803. The United Kingdom, which is London and Europe, 694. France, we got 536. New Zealand, that's just climbing because we got a mutual, Pete and I have a mutual friend over there, Kyle. And that's 460. And in Brazil, we got 425. Russia, we went up from 200 to 265. And in the Ukraine, which they're big on the clubs, 221.
Wow. Very cool. That's awesome. Good for you.
Then we got Lutavia, we got 8. Ireland, we got 2. Spain, we got 1.
Right on.
Malaysia, we got 1. And Tunisia, we got 1.
Very nice. That's awesome.
And then we got Switzerland, we got 280. Poland, we got 180. And the Netherlands, we got 130. So they're listening all around the world right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not bad for a schmuck who's multitasking.
No, you're doing just fine.
So,
goodness.
I don't know what time she's going to call.
You know what? I don't know. I would assume, and I'd never like to assume, but let's just say I'm going to, just because if she doesn't call by like 8:15, I doubt she will, because I did tell her it was only, you know, a couple hour long, and I was going to call in about 7:30. So, you know, if you want, I can try to get a hold of her and see if she's going to actually call in, just to kind of give you an idea.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. Yeah, I'll write her right now real quick and see if she's going to call in.
Okay.
Better than that, though. But, yeah, that's all I've got going on.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I get a message that sometimes they can't read the font in the chat room. Sometimes it happens
right.
With the server. Sometimes with the routing. Also happens when my friends come to visit. They like to screw with everybody, and then they think it's going to knock people out of the box.
Oh.
Remember earlier I said somebody asked what language I was speaking?
All right.
Yeah.
So
what's up with, so you've been sick, and you haven't been doing anything, no?
No, nope. This past week really has just, it just really kicked my booty. I mean, I've been down for pretty much a week. I wasn't even on normally I get on my Facebook throughout the day, no matter what I'm doing, because I can get on it with my phone, of course. And I pretty much had Ryan take over it because I was just gone. So, say what?
That's a chick thing, right?
No, actually, it's not. Just not feeling well. So if I was that, I'd be telling you I'm PMSing all over the place. I don't care. I ain't scared of nobody.
I'm not talking about that kind of a chick thing. I'm talking about going on to Facebook with your phone. That's a chick.
Oh, that's your dog. You're being sick for a week. Yes, it is a chick thing.
You're killing me.
No, oh, I told you, I'm not well. Come on now. But it's never makes for a dull moment. But
that's
yes,
true.
I love. Mm-hmm. No, Facebook's awesome. You meet a lot of cool people. That's how I met you. So,
uh-huh.
You know, I can't complain. But yeah, I wasn't on there pretty much all week. So he was nice enough and took over it for me and got all my messages caught up and all that stuff. So, but
yeah,
you know I'm sick when I can't get on my Facebook.
Yeah. Well, you remember when I was talking about the motorcycle and the checkpoints?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. In New Hampshire, they passed one.
Really?
Right now, North Carolina's got one going. And it's House Bill 381, an act to prevent law enforcement agencies from establishing patterns for vehicle stops at checking stations based on a particular type of vehicle. It's in a session law.
Really?
Yeah. It passed unanimously through both houses and was signed into law June 23rd. So North Carolina is the second state in a month behind New Hampshire to enact such a law. What it does is that NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, sends out these grants, which I stopped the guys from here getting about six of them so far. But it's for funding of motorcycle-only checkpoints. And what it is, they were doing it, in other words, you know, like I was at the LA Calendar Show, and before we got to there, for 3 weeks prior to that, they were sending out that they were going to give out exhaust tickets, helmet tickets, all that stuff. So basically, if you guys remember, I told everybody to take the 710 in and you'll have no problem. But if they caught you on the side streets or on the main thoroughfare, they were going to jam you up, which I haven't heard really they got that many. I think it was like 26 out of the day, so that was a small number and a waste of money.
Yeah. Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah, but this law says they can't just pick on motorcycles. They have to check all types.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's just a motorcycle, all types.
Right.
Yeah. And the governor of that state, North Carolina, she also signed House Bill 113 to increase the minimum penalties for violating the right of way of a motorcyclist. So if you cut a motorcyclist off, how much do you think the fine was?
Oh, gosh, I wouldn't even begin to guess. I have no idea.
$25.
What?
Yep. Now it's a $200 fine for a driver who causes a motorcycle to leave his travel lane. And the fine increased to $500 if there's property damage or personal injury sustained from this. So basically, you can hit a biker and no worries, just pay the $500 and go on your way. To me, that's bullshit.
That is. My God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my cow. I'm not even thinking about that.
I'm at a loss for words myself because it's getting worse. See what happens on the East Coast will happen on the West Coast or vice versa. Now, I got another thing coming up this weekend. It's going to be for October, but it's a chapter challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's the San Diego Ride for Kids. I put it up in the chat room earlier, but I'll put it up there again.
Okay, yeah.
But, this is a pretty good one. None of the money goes to anybody but the kids.
Nice.
That's why I'll talk about that one. Because the kids is where the money's got to go. Anybody that knows charity, the way they run them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They take everything off the top first, and then the charity ends up getting a small amount of money.
Yeah.
And to me, that's not right. If you're going to do it, you need to do it for the kids, not for yourself.
Well, exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's what it's about. I don't get it.
Yeah, this year's Bikers Against Diabetes run, they raised over $6 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Very nice. Wow. So you said the one that you're doing this weekend, you said something about October. Am I hearing correctly?
Yeah, it's in October.
It is in October.
Yeah, well, you know, the other day it was February, now it's July, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had another ride for, it was called Rock the Stop, the Violence. And they were going to have a big fundraiser in October at one of the dealer friends of mine. And they canceled it yesterday.
Oh.
They ran out of sponsors.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, Rock the Violence, hasn't that been around forever?
Rock to Stop the Violence.
Yeah, Rock to Stop the Violence. Hasn't that been around for a long time, though? I'm surprised.
Oh, you're thinking of Rock to Stop. This is Rock to Stop the Violence.org.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's along the same lines, but it's a different charity altogether.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take a break here real quick. I'm going to play another one of my favorite songs. This is called Forever Angel by Axel Rudy Pell. I got to check a couple of things here, and then I'll be right back. If you want to hold on or you want to hang up and call your friend and see, and we'll talk to her.
Okay. Actually, he just got off the phone with her, and he sent you a message. So you might want to check that, I think, is what he just said. So, yep, absolutely.
Okay. We'll play this, and I'll be right back.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Is that you?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not bad. Kasha's unmuted.
Hello.
Hello, this is Diana Haverstick from DeSoto, Missouri.
Hello, Diana. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you called in.
Well, of course. Hey, it's for a great cause. Leukemia is nothing. We need to get it as good as breast cancer.
Absolutely. No, like I said, go for it. Just tell them all about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the chair, go for it.
Let's see. Leukemia, you have two types of leukemia. One's ALL, which is more aggressive. Then you have the second leukemia, which is CLL, which is a slow-growing process. They just monitor you on that. But the ALL is the most worst one. And leukemia is a type of cancer, is a group of, you know, related diseases of all cancer begins in a cell, which make up the blood and other tissues in our body. And normally our cells grow and divide to form new cells as the body needs them. And when the cells grow old, they die and new cells take their place. Well, with leukemia, the new cells form when the body does not need them, and the old cells do not die when they should. So the leukemia and the cancer, that begins the blood cells. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So anyways, so then when the blood cells form into the bone marrow and it softens the material in the center of most of your bones. So then and then in the bone marrow it makes different types of blood cells. So your main thing is your white blood cells, and they help fight infection, and your red blood cells, they carry our oxygen, and then we have our platelets that form, you know, the blood clots that control the bleeding. So you have all this stuff going against one another, and then it just goes throughout the body, and then it brings down your immune system, and you get really sick. And like Dana, the first time she thought something was wrong is her bones hurt really bad. And then we took her to the doctor, and our doctor down here said we need to go to St. Louis because they have 10 times more blood up there, because you would get a bunch of blood transfusions. And then she would have to have a bone marrow biopsy. And then every time, then you got to keep an eye on that, because then they would do spinal taps, because your leukemia cells, what they try to do is they try to run and hide, so they try to hide up in your spine and go towards your brain. So that's why they always had to shoot chemo into her spine. That's why they call them spinal taps. And she got diagnosed with this. She graduated May of 2001, and then 2 weeks to the day, that's when we discovered that she had leukemia ALL.
Wow.
And then,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It's like her life was just beginning. Everybody, you know, when you graduate high school, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm an adult. I'm going to work or college, whatever. You know, her life was just beginning. And then 2 weeks later, it got knocked out from underneath her feet. And at that time, she had a 50-50 chance of even making it. And then, she beat that odds while she was doing her chemo. And she went through Children's Hospital, and that's in St. Louis, which is one of our tops in the United States. And she had a great doctor, Dr. Hayashi. And then she went in remission. So when she went in remission, during that time, they also told her that she even had a 50-50 chance even having children, because they didn't know how much damage, you know, with the chemo, because it was pretty strong at that time. So when she went in remission, she finally married Darren, which she met when she was a sophomore, and he was a senior, and they got married in 04.
Mm-hmm.
And then by Thanksgiving, she gave us the news that she was pregnant. So she got to do that odd. But we was watching her. She had to be monitored because, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. And then August of 2005, she had a beautiful 7-pound baby girl, and she named her Destiny. And that
wow.
was her little, yeah, and that was her little Destiny. So then 10 months later, she felt kind of funny, and she had a gut feeling. So we went to the doctor, and it came back. But it came back pretty strong to where she had to have a bone marrow transplant. And her brother was unfortunately not a match, so they had to put her in the system. And we found a young lady from Germany, which was only 5 months younger than Dana. And she, it was called, it's called a blood, you know, have you heard of the stem cell for bone marrow stem cell transplant?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Yeah, that's
there's
what it was.
There's a little six-year-old boy on the East Coast right now that's fighting ALD.
ALD or ALL?
Oh, ALD. And they're doing, today they had three bone marrow where you could go get checked to help him out.
Probably the bone marrow biopsies. What they do is they had to put Dana out. It's pretty painful.
Mm-hmm.
They stick a needle like inside on your side hip, and they go
mm-hmm.
in there and they take a piece of your bone and then they pull
mm-hmm.
it out. Because I got to watch it one time. They put Dana out, and I was in there. I was with Dana, I'm going to say 97% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And a needle goes in there and they pull this piece of bone out of your bone marrow, and to me it looked like a little tequila worm. To give you kind of an example, yeah. And that's what then they biopsy that. And that's where the stem cell transplant comes in. I think they're still learning, but there is a lot of hope to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the young lady from Germany kind of matched Dana 7 out. They tried to get a 10 out of 10, but I think hers was like the 7 was the closest to her. So they flew that across the world. They flew it in. All it is we was kind of like thinking, you know, it was very unexpected because when it finally got there, August of 2006, it comes in two bags and it's a bag of blood.
Uh-huh.
And they hook it on this thing and they just do a blood transfusion, but it's stem cell transplant. And that's what it is. And this blood, because she had to do radiation to kill every white cell in your body. The radiation had to kill every white cell in your body. And basically she's starting almost like a newborn baby. And it's just the transplant hangs there and just goes through her like an infusion. And so she did that. She did pretty good for the first 4 months. And then she started getting the graft versus host. And then she started getting fungus and viruses, and 1 minute she'd be fine, then she'd be good. I think the year 2007, she was in the hospital 132 days.
Wow.
Yeah, in and out, with fevers and, you know, fungus or infection of something or whatever. And, yeah, we went through a hard time. They moved in, and then they moved in with us where I can help take care of her and Destiny, why Darren can work to keep up the insurance. And then we had a couple fundraisers. And then we started a poker run. I guess it was 07 for the Leukemia
mm-hmm.
and Lymphoma Society out of St. Louis. And then we've been doing it ever since.
So you say you did a poker run. So basically you're getting bikers involved.
Yes, we get. Last year we had like 127 bikers, and now we're gotten to where we're like we have a lot of friends, and a lot of our friends says, "Well, we don't have a bike." Well, now it's to the thing to where I put on our flyer, all bikes are.
You don't need
our,
a bike.
Yeah.
You want to be there? You don't need a bike. Just show up.
Nope. Yes. And that's why I've been telling you don't need a bike. If you want to ride your dune buggy or, you know, drive your camper around or whatever, just join because it's. For a great cause. It's, you know,
exactly.
It's a blood cancer,
mm-hmm.
you know,
absolutely.
And it's horrible. And that's when they talk about the stem, when you see on TV and all this Congress thing talking about the stem cells, well, that's part of leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
So we only got to keep her 21 months after she had her transplant. And then she got an infection in her T1, T2 neck. And they did surgery, and it kind of, it was, wound up to be a yeast infection. And once they opened that up, it was just like a hornet's nest, and it just went throughout the whole body. And she turned 25 May 10th, and then we lost her on May 14th, which is now her angel day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do this poker run every year. And last year we raised over $3,200. And
nice.
Yeah, and it's, I'm the team captain, and it's under Dana's Dream, and we're team one. That's what
mm-hmm.
it's called. It's Dana's Dream, because Dana's dream was to be married, have children, work, and have a house. That was her dream. Mainly, her destiny was her dream, is to have children. And, you know, so that's why we named it Dana's Dream.
Mm-hmm.
And so every year we have one.
You need to send me the flyer.
Okay. I thought we did send a flyer, but we'll resend it. They want a flyer sent. Okay, he shook his head. Yes, my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we had over 127 bikes last year, and then we had, like, 7 cars. And I think we're getting a bigger response more each year. And this is our 5th year, our 5th
mm-hmm.
annual poker run. And we raise money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Then we do a $500 scholarship for a student here at our hometown, where Dana graduate, towards somebody who's going into the medical field.
Uh-huh.
And then whatever leftover proceeds, then we donate it into Destiny's Trust Fund.
Okay. Do you guys have a PayPal account or anything set up?
A what now? I'm sorry.
I'm asking, a PayPal account or anything set up? Because the reason I'm asking is, if you send me the flyer, you send it to
uh-huh.
me in email, it'd be better. That way I can download it and I can
okay.
post it right away. But
okay.
Just today we had 35,337 hits on the blog.
Oh,
nice.
Oh,
that's
my
worldwide.
Gosh. That is awesome. Oh,
and
wow.
If you missed it earlier when I talked about our audience,
uh-huh.
right now in the United States we have 21,384. Canada, we have 3,301. Germany, we got 1908. Australia, we got 1804. In London, we got 694. France, we got 536. New Zealand is hovering right around 460. Brazil, we have 425. Russia, we went to 265 from 200. And the Ukraine, we're up to 221.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
It is.
And then like France, we got 148. Brazil, we just broke 100. New Zealand, we got 95. Netherlands is 75. In India, we have 62.
Oh, how good. That is so wonderful.
Yeah, so if you can get, like Ireland, we got 112. Spain, we got 111. Malaysia, we have 200. Latvia, we went from 2 to 8 in the last half hour.
Hey, cool.
That is so great. Oh, man. Well,
Poland, we went from 10 to 18. Switzerland, we're at 235. So, yeah, if you send me the flyer, this is going worldwide. So, like I said, if you have a PayPal account set up and if people want to donate, they can donate.
Yeah, a friend of ours is trying to get us set up a website also.
Okay.
And we're trying to work on that.
As soon as you get that up,
yeah.
that up, get it, and I'll put the link in my friend's column.
Perfect. That would be so good. Like I said, it's this Saturday, the poker run. We're trying. People are still calling to say, hey, we're going to donate this, because we have like a little auction, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
And
right.
We're trying to really get a total up there, because last year when I turned our money in, we was in fourth place. But Schnucks,
uh-huh.
Schnucks, I mean, they are a big, and here in Missouri, Schnucks is a big supporter for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so,
what you need to do is you get what they call a chapter challenge going.
a chapter challenge going?
Yeah.
Huh.
Basically, you got your Harley dealers, you've got your independent clubs, you've got your one percenter clubs, you've got there's a whole mixture. You got your sport bike clubs, you got your Honda Goldwing club, you got your Harley club, you got the you need to find out where your confederation of clubs is, and you could probably find that out at one of the Harley dealers or one of the independent bike shops.
Mm-hmm.
And just start going in and hanging up your flyers in there.
We do that around our local Harley-Davidson shops.
Mm-hmm.
We have our flyers in that because we're friends with them, at least three of them, like Sir Dykes, Gateway, and Docs. I don't know if you've heard of them out of Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some friends in that and perspective to where, you know, they donate a lot of stuff, and then we put our flyers in there also.
Well, you want to hit all the clubs because everybody, we're all human. We all have the same problems. You know,
yes.
It's like they said one time, nobody remembers when we do good. Everybody remembers when we do bad. Because if it's the 11 o'clock news and there's a bar fight, you're going to hear about that instead of two Marines that got killed in Afghanistan today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know. That's sad, you know. It's like, come on, let's get our priorities straight here. You know, what's important, the good. Let's not focus on little stuff. I mean, that's just minor to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because after seeing what Dana went through, because she fought so hard because she wanted to be with her destiny so bad. And she just fought really hard. And I don't know what else to say. I just... when I think about her, she was just a wonderful, warm-hearted, good person. She wasn't into the gossip stuff. She rather pull pranks on people and do funny things to them. And
that's what I do with the cops. Another story.
But for example. On her husband, if he made her mad, you know, she would pour him a glass of tea and spit in it or let the dog lick out of it and then give it to him, you know, or if she used to gripe about his dirty socks, so then she would just stick them under his pillowcase and let him smell it all night, I guess, you know, just little things, you know, that we talked about while she was in the hospital. And but she was a jokester, but when she was going in for her surgery, the nurses and some of the doctors were lined up in the hall wishing her luck.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very touching.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, I had a little birdie send me a message, and they said they wanted me to play a Poison song, Every Rose Has a Thorn.
Yeah.
So why don't you take a minute, and I'll play this song, and then we'll be right back after the song.
All right, thanks.
Every rose has its
Okay, I got, you know, I was thinking about that. I found something else. And I want you guys to listen to this one.
Thank you so much for playing that, Phil.
Oh, my
gosh,
yes.
Check this one out.
100 days have made me older. Since the last time that I saw your pretty face.
That's a great song, isn't that by Daughtry?
No, it's Three Doors Down.
Oh. Darn. I thought it was Daughtry.
No.
Thought
I
had it right. It is a good song.
I thought that was
very good song. That was off.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hit the mark, sometimes I don't.
You're fine. You did fine. Oh, thank you so much.
No
two
worries.
Good songs. Two good songs.
So, I'll let you go back to where you were. And
now, do you
I know it's hard for you to do, but there's people listening all around the world right now. So, I already got a couple of messages.
Oh wow! Well, she always is with me. We have the ceiling fan, and, you know, like the chain to make the speed and everything.
Right.
Well, all of a sudden, it'll just start clinging back and forth, and all of a sudden, it'll stop, and then it'll cling back and forth, and it'll stop, and I can always tell when she's around. And right after we lost her, her Destiny had these sandals that when she walked, you know how they lit on the bottom?
Right.
Well, we was laying in bed, and all of a sudden, they were just sitting there, and they just start going off. I mean, they just kept going off. And nobody was in the shoes. There was nothing there to set them shoes off. They were just going off. So I still feel her.
Once in a while I get my mom whispering in my ear when I'm riding my bike doing 100 plus, but that's another story.
Well, I'm not going to say that because last Saturday night we went to all the stops to make sure everybody was ready for this poker run Saturday. You know, it was at evening, and it was just so nice out. And, yeah, we got on it pretty good, but it was just gorgeous out. So it's just nothing like riding a bike, though. It just takes you in another place, you know. You just get on your
bike
and you go.
Like the last bastion of freedom.
Yeah, it's just, you just go.
Along with the show you're on right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any law enforcement involved in this or no?
Yes, we have some friends in the Jefferson County Department, and they was on it last year.
Are they giving you road guards or escorts?
Actually, the AmVets riders are. That's the one that that sent you all my flyer when I put it on our Facebook.
Okay.
Mike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's an AmVets rider, so they'll be escorting us, you know, throughout some of it. And then when we leave here in town, we have our town DeSoto Police Department that escort us out, and some of them will probably be on it. And, we got it out there. I even put it in our paper. But we have some friends on that side, and we just got all kinds of friends and family, and we just love everybody that gets involved in this because, like I said, it is a good cause for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in out of St. Louis, and we usually have a walk in September up in Forest Park, which smashes bands up there, and it's pretty big. I mean, it's a really big event. Because it is a terrible cancer. It's just, you know, it's just horrible. But we're doing our best for what we can do for the research there and towards the, you know, even the stem cell transplant for the bone marrow that has a lot to do with your leukemia and lymphoma. And I just hope everybody comes out and let's just ride for a good cause.
Exactly. Because a lot of times, you know, if you guys have person involved, they usually keep away.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I don't. Nobody. It's just a bunch of good people and just got good hearts, and you know, it's just it's all good. I mean, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Usually when we do some out here, we'll do them at my partner Bill's shop. And if we have the mayor and chief of police there, after there's all the cars, the Suburbans, everybody's there.
Mm-hmm. No, we just, we don't have no problems. We know it's for a good cause and everybody has a great time. And we just ride. We go to our stops. Draw the car.
How long is the ride?
Where you pull out at 12, and the last bike should be in at least by 5 at our last stop. And we like to do a lot of...
How many stops? 5 or 6?
Just 5. We just have 5 stops because, you know, there's 5 cards to a hand. And that's what that's why it's called poker run, because each stop you draw a card, and whoever's got the best hand wins $100 too.
Well, out here in California, if we tell them it's a poker run, they say we can't do it because that's considered gambling.
Really?
Yeah, that's how they come. Yeah, that's how they come at. That's how they come at us out here.
Oh wow.
Mhm. Like I said, whatever happens on the East Coast or the Midwest is going to happen here, or happens here is going to happen there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like if you're sitting around playing cards for pennies or chips. I don't know. And you're not. You know, I don't know. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And that's what we do, and out here, and we just ride around from stop to stop, and then the last stop we have food, and we have an auction, and then we have music.
That's where you have the party.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have
But
no,
it's
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
and I'm not trying
to
sound negative. I'm just letting people know that in different places of the country, different things happen.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I agree with you there. But no, our poker run's all good, and everybody gets along, and you know, everybody knows, just about mainly everybody. Now, there was a gentleman that he got leukemia, and he lives at Lake of the Ozarks. And he was trying to find an event like that has to sponsor the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Well, he's seen our flyer in, I think, Wide Open Magazine was the first one, or Biking Life, one of the two. And he started coming to it every year. And last year he came, and he said he had to get, they was going to use his stem cells, and he was going to get this transplant in September, and ours is usually at the end of July. And, well, he passed away in December, and his daughters, he always talked about our poker run, and he always made them promise, you know, you guys would be involved in this, and it's for me. Please write in this poker run. It meant a lot, you know, because he knew about the situation with Dana also.
Mm-hmm.
And their daughters, by the time he passed away, the only thing they had to go on was they found this picture of their dad with Big Schwag, because he came into two of them. And so the daughter got a hold of Big Schwag, and then he gave her my brother-in-law's number, and then he passed the information on to us. So they're coming in this weekend. One lives out in Kansas City, and one lives down in Florida. And they all got bikes. And the one daughter, her and her husband went out and got them motorcycles, a camper, and they just bought them last week a trailer to pull their motorcycles in. And they're coming in this weekend to ride on the poker run in honor of their dad. And
well, in honor of their dad, they should be riding the bikes, not trailering them.
Well, the other sister said her and her husband are riding their bikes, but the other sister are trailering them in.
That's just me.
Well, I guess because they got a camper and stuff, I guess they're going to do a little, you know, vacation-wise. But I'm just anxious to see them, you know.
And whatever works for you is fine. That comment was, that's just me.
Yeah,
it's like guys that come from New York and go to Sturgis in the next couple of weeks. They're either shipping their bikes out there, or they're trailering them out there, and then they're going to act like they rode them there.
Yeah. Well, now me and my husband, we've learned how to pack, and we pack it on the bike and we go. You know,
all you need is a toothpaste, a stick of deodorant. The rest you can buy on the road.
Exactly.
Well, I always make my husband, when we go, after he uses his socks, I make him throw them away. I think it's easier just to replace them when we get back home than to keep them with us.
What you should do, don't throw them away. Put them in a bag, wash them, and give them to the needy, to the homeless shelter.
Oh, well, yep, you got
there
a good idea there. Yep.
There you go.
I'll remember next time.
You know, just like we do out here, we do blanket drives, we do sock drives.
Oh, wow.
Last year, I think we got 6,000 pairs of socks and 3,000 blankets.
Oh, wow, that is great. That is really good. I know here in St. Louis.
It sounds funny when you say we're going to have a sock drive and people look at you like you're smoking some good shit, but.
Well.
Yeah.
Out here,
then
I mean.
They get the message.
We do like the Bikers for Babies, and we do, they have a lot of events out here also, you know. The one that sticks out is the Bikers for the Babies. You know, them are so, to me, a child is just so innocent and precious.
Right.
You know, and some of the things you hear, you shake your head and you think, I just don't get it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was, you know, 25 when she passed away, and to me, I just looked at her like the day I had her, and I just couldn't leave her sight. You know, they're just valuable. They're just too precious.
Mm-hmm.
And,
You know, not to interrupt you, but I found another one, and I think this one's appropriate, so.
Did you?
Guys, listen to this one.
I'm tired of all night.
Wow, that's great.
That is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we all need something to believe in.
Exactly.
Yep, believe in I believe in my destiny that we will get to have a relationship with her. And Dana's mm-hmm. gonna watch over us.
Oh yeah. They're always yeah. there.
Mm-hmm.
They're always.
Yep.
Sometimes my dad's on my other shoulder going, faster, son, faster.
Are you sure about that?
When I was a kid, my father used to, back in the days in Chicago, my father used to be a wheel man for a couple of guys. So I've been in a car, yeah. I grew up back going fast.
Oh, wow. So you got the speed for need.
Right. But no,
well,
like I said, we all need something to believe in.
Oh, definitely. You got to have faith.
Mhm.
Yep.
Definitely got to have the faith.
And I don't want anybody to think I'm being a holy roller, but whatever you believe in, that's what you need to believe in.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Well, then I'm believing in that we get to have a closer and better relationship with our only grandchild. That is a miracle baby because, like I said, the first time she got it, she only had a 50-50 chance to even maybe even have children, and she proved that one.
Yeah, so that's a special child right there.
Yeah.
Yes, she is. She's very special.
Mm-hmm.
Very,
yeah,
very special to our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks just like her mama.
She does. I got to see photos, so she's...
Oh, good.
I did. She's a sweetie.
She got her chipmunk cheeks. That's what we call
they,
them.
They do. Yeah, she looks so cute.
Yes, she is. And Dana would be so proud.
Yeah.
Well, she was just proud having her, and she said, this is my destiny. Because the first time when she got it, Dana's just got this big old heart. I mean, it's just... Oh, she walked in the room, her smile just... Her personality, you just couldn't help, you know, she's just drawn to her. And so when she got the first time, David brought her home this baby beagle. And we was already told that they didn't know if she would even be able to have children. So he brought her home the baby beagle, and she says, well, if I can't have babies, I guess I'm going to name you baby girl. So that's what she named the dog. She named this beagle baby girl. And now she looks like a little pork chop, and she sleeps with me and Dave every night.
Aww.
Yeah, and she's she's definitely the baby girl, because when we come in, she just squeals, like, you know, I'm so happy you're home. Yeah. You know, she just whines and squeals. And I keep telling her, I said, boy, your mom gave you the perfect name.
Oh.
Yeah, so Dana was something else. She was, but yeah, I'm looking forward to Saturday. I'm excited. And anybody and everybody's more than welcome. Just come on out and have a good time, and we'll ride. Drive, walk, whatever.
Yeah, I just got the flyer. I'm going to load it up here.
Oh, great.
Put it in rotation till Saturday, because Saturday, 8 o'clock in the morning, and Sunday at 8 o'clock in the morning, I have to go sit in traffic school.
Oh, traffic
school?
Those guys
don't like me. Ask a lot of questions.
What's traffic school? You're not one of the people that stand in the middle of the road and say, hey, you go this way, hey, you go that way, and start dancing at it.
No, I'm usually the guy that's dodging the guy that's standing in the middle of the road and getting pulled over for that.
Oh.
If you go on my blog, you'll see a couple of pictures of me, or Kasha can tell you off the air, but I have a way about me.
Oh, yeah?
That you do.
Oh, my. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I'll give you a real quick one. All right, on the front of my helmet, it says warning insensitive prick, so that should tell you right there.
Well, my husband just got a sticker made, and it says, you suck. Yeah, it's like,
oh.
Well, because he's always, you know, people just don't watch out for bikers. They just,
no.
They really
no.
don't.
No, and if you go on, like I said, if you go on that site and look, and on the top of my saddlebag, you'll see a ball peen hammer. That'll tell you a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, absolutely, Dana. Go on there and look. He's still is something else. He is. Talk about something special. That'd be him.
I think my husband's already, checked it out, because, you know, I agree with you, what you said earlier. You just don't know what's out there and what's going on, but then, you know, things like this, there's a lot of good-hearted people that do care,
mm-hmm.
that just
mm-hmm.
pour their hearts out, and just good people. I mean, there's a lot of really good people. We found
well, I,
that out.
I could tell you, a quick story. 3 weeks ago, we went down to help out the Boys and Girls Club in Santa Ana, California. And my two of my friends, one is an active club member, and the other one, but they have a shop together, so they were going to be the grand marshals of the parade. So there's 3,000 bikes lined up. 15 minutes before, they come over and tell him that he can't wear his vest or colors, and he decided to leave. But for 7 weeks prior to that, all the emails were sent, all the I's were dotted, all the T's were crossed, and they waited till 3,000 people were there to show that they had the bigger hand. So just the class act that we were, we said, okay, they didn't want us here, we're not going to be here, and we left.
Mm.
That is.
Then everybody started asking where the grand marshals went. Well, they left. Why? And they had to tell them why. So
oh, wow.
it'll be out in the August issue of Quick Throttle and Thunder Press.
Hmm. Well, I'm pretty proud of our law enforcement around here. I mean, they know what's good and they know what's bad. And like I said, we have friends that, you know, and we just think a lot of them. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, because some of them, you know, they really do a good, they do a wonderful, great job. And then, you know.
Well, what I'd like you to do, if you could call back Tuesday and give us an update on how things went.
I will. We have the one leukemia rep is supposed to be coming down. And I have the banners. I was going to send a banner to you guys. And we just, I mean, I know St. Louis, for one, is a big sponsor of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And like I said, it's just, it's a bad cancer.
Right.
And, you know.
Yeah, I had a couple of bouts with that myself. Right now, I'm doing good.
Oh, well, good. And I'll tell you what, sometimes them meds, I don't know what's even worse, but holy cow, sometimes there's so many side effects and, you know, I don't know if I should tell you the story. About Dana.
Oh,
her,
yeah.
Experiment. So I don't know.
You can talk about anything on here you want.
Really?
Oh,
listen,
yeah.
Let me tell you this.
Do you think I should tell that story?
I think
you
should.
Yeah, you can tell any story you want, but let me explain something to you real quick.
Okay.
Right now you're on the last bastion of freedom. Bill and I, my partner, used to be on an AM radio show out of Carlsbad, California for a couple of years. So one night we decided to talk about Communist China. That was on a Tuesday. On Thursday, the lawyers were there to greet us and pay us and tell us we were done. So we're now on Blog Talk Radio. The government's trying to cease and desist on us, but I got a couple of gizmos here that I knock them out. I could tell you the IP address and where they're standing right now at this moment if I had to. So this is the last dash. Freedom. You can say fuck, shit, piss, whatever you want.
Oh, oh wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wasn't joking earlier. I said you can talk about whatever.
Well,
if you weren't on when I played the song, but I'm going to play another song when we go off. It says we're down to 90 seconds, but you guys can stay on and talk as long as you want. Don't worry about that. It all gets recorded anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, well, definitely. If it's going to get recorded anyway, absolutely. Tell your story.
Okay. When Dana got leukemia the first time, well, of course, you know, when you see them skeleton bones on, you know, all that stuff, chemo is horrible. It makes you sick. It makes you weak. It makes your body ache. So she had to be put on steroids, and they puff you out. She hated steroids. She just hated it. She was sick all the time. She couldn't eat. So she did a little experience on her own. She smoked a joint, and it helped her make her eat. And so we went into her treatment, and she had to have labs done. And when you get labs done, that means they draw your blood and they test it. I mean, they test it for everything.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir. Had that done.
And when the nurse came back, she looked at her and she goes, "So how's my counts?" And the nurse looked at her right in the eye and she said, "Dana, they look beautiful." She goes, "Really? So they look really good?" And she says, "Yes." She goes, "Well, what I'm doing, keep doing. So what I'm doing, keep doing." And she looked at her, she goes, "Absolutely." And she looked over at me and she gave me that grin. And she did it all on her own, and she realized it was a lot better than taking them stupid steroids and making her horribly terrible. And I don't have, after she did that, I really don't have nothing against marijuana. It's a natural seed to grow, just like we grow our tomatoes and our cucumbers. It doesn't have none of them chemicals in it. It's just.
Well, I've got news for you. I smoke three joints while we're talking to you, but that's okay. That's just me.
You go, dude. You go. Good for you. I'm glad you can. But no,
Even if I couldn't, I would.
I don't have nothing against marijuana. When that was proven that it made her feel better and helped her along to where she could eat and not be so weak. And like I said, there's nothing against marijuana. It's a natural thing, like growing your flowers and the garden and stuff. You know, it doesn't, you know, if it's going to help us, why not?
Right.
Anybody who's got cancer, if it's going to make them feel better, why not? It's better than that other crap that's going into their body that's supposed to be making them get better. You know, if you're on your if you're going through what you've got to go through, from what I see what Dana went through, by God, let her do whatever she wants, because you don't know. You just never know.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's how
okay.
I feel about it. Mm-hmm. Hey, it was awesome talking to you guys. You guys are just great. I enjoyed
I'm so
this
glad
so
you
much.
Called in.
But I want both of you to stick around. I got a special song you guys need to hear, and then
okay.
I'm going to ask what you think of it when it's over.
For
okay.
you, I'll do it.
Okay. The name of this song, it's actually by a guy named Biker Joe Warren, and the name of this song is called Fuck You. But I want you to listen to it, and then I'll ask you for a critique afterwards. Here
okay.
we go.
In the grocery store, all the kids look at me like they thought I was Santa Claus. And their mamas don't like it, so they turn the shopping carts around. Mama, you give me a dirty look. She thinks I'm just a greasy rebel without a cause. But it's fear that mostly makes them people put us down. But I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. I like to kick it out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you.
Oh my God.
I like to eat pussy too, and I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. In the restaurant, the maitre d' gets nervous cause I ain't got on a tie. But who'd ever thought a hairy ass biker would drink French wine? I just finish off the steak and I have a glass of brandy and a slice of apple pie. Then I leave the biggest tip that the waiter's seen all night. Still, I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. And I like to kick the shit out of pokers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you.
I like to say that to my ex-son-in-law.
Oh,
he's such a fucker. That's so good saying that.
Good for you.
Oh, God. For what he put us through.
The public thinks we're the scourge of society. I know a lot of little poor kids that don't see things your way. Because on Christmas Day, they got a full belly and a teddy bear under the tree. They know Santa wears leather and he rides a two-wheel sleigh. To ride big motorcycles, and I love the little children's too. Your opinion of me don't amount to shit. If you don't like it, fuck you. You heard me. I big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. Sing. And I like to kick the shit out of hunkers and baggers. If you don't like it, fuck you. Oh, y'all sing along this time.
Oh my God, that is hysterical.
That was good.
That
was real good.
I told you, sometimes I hit the mark, sometimes I don't.
You're fine. That was good. That's how I feel sometimes towards our ex-son-in-law.
Hey, anytime you want to
call
back.
Do what, honey?
No,
that's awesome.
You call back Tuesday and give us an update.
I will. I certainly will. Same time.
You can find that song on YouTube. It's Biker Joe Warren.
On YouTube?
Warren. Yeah, Biker Joe Warren, and the name is Fuck You.
Yeah, I would like
right
to play it and send it to him, like that
no,
one song. you know, that one, I know it's a country song, you know, about wishing that, like, the flower pot would fall on his head or nobody had come to his birthday party. Yeah, it's a good one. It's like,
Oh, my, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you're definitely going to be in my thoughts on Saturday, so.
And I'll download that and post it for you tonight.
Thank you both so, so much. I really appreciate it. I'm glad Mike sent you that, my Facebook flyer, you know, my profile of of that. I'm so glad. When I see him Saturday, I'm going to thank him and let him know that I talked to both of yous. And I definitely will give him a hug. I'm so thankful I met both of yous and I'm talking to you. And you guys are the best. Thanks for everything.
And anything you've got planned in the future or anything, just keep me in the loop. And if you want to call in a couple weeks before, let me know. But I expect to see you Tuesday here.
Okay. You got a date.
Okay.
All right, dear.
All right, you guys take care. Have a good night.
You too, honey.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you.
Have a great weekend.
Bye, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.